Walter, I'm glad you're here. We have got to talk about Saturday night.
She must have been reading my mind. I have the entertainment section from every newspaper in the state. This Saturday, we are going to go someplace special.
That is nice, but Walter...
Whoa, check this out. The Chinese acrobats are in town. 1 week on there. They got a dude who can put his feet on his head and balance the ball at the same time. Now tell me that's not special.
Walter, my ex-husband is coming into town and he wants to take me out Saturday.
This Saturday? Chinese acrobat Saturday?
Yeah, I really hope that you don't mind.
Why should I mind? Lamar is your ex-husband. He's a very important part of your ex-life. You have every right to see him. Every right.
So you don't have a problem if I go out with Lamar?
Not at all. Now, if we were serious, that'd be a different story. But that's not our story, right?
Right. Well, I'm glad that you understand.
Oh, I do. And I'm sure you understand if one of my exes came down to see me. As a matter of fact, what day is this? Uh-oh. Pamela Hatcher should be coming down sometime this month.
You are ridiculous. And who is Pamela Hatcher?
Just an old friend. High fashion model, New York. Very nice girl. But you know, sometimes a woman can be too pretty.
That's so true.
Whitley, go away.
You and Lamar have a good time.
Walter, I'm sorry about breaking our date.
Hey, the Chinese circus be back in 2 years. I can't promise you the Kung Fu Bear still be alive. Then nothing lasts forever, right?
Kim, don't give up on me. I've got to pass this anatomy test.
Okay, let's try a memory trick. This is the head of your hand. And what do you wear on your head? A cap. So, this is your capitate bone.
Well, it's at the bottom of my hand. Shouldn't it be the buttertate bone?
You're about to receive the most unwelcome visitor. As we speak, Jaleesa's ex-husband, Lamar the Lizard, is slithering here from New Jersey.
Whitley, don't you have anything better to do?
Yeah, you're like one of those old ladies who gets a jolly sitting in the window waiting for an accident to happen.
Aren't we the least bit curious about the man who took Jaleesa's heart through a Vegematic, slicing and dicing each ventricle until she had nothing left but heart burger?
Not really.
Nah.
Liars.
Walter, my man, what do you say we go out for a little one-on-one?
Dwayne, my man, no.
You know, when my world isn't right, I too turn to sweeping.
Well, my world was just fine till you came in.
Walter, come on, I'm a guy, you're a guy. We don't talk about our feelings. Physicalize.
Will you quit physicalizing piece of cheese all over the floor?
So you're not nervous about a certain person coming to the campus?
You mean Desmond Tutu?
Jaleesa's ex-husband.
Desmond Tutu is Jaleesa's ex-husband? I thought it was some guy named Lamar.
Walter, you know, when I have a problem, I come to you, but now things are reversed.
So you're coming to me with my problem? And the problem is, I have no problem.
Walter, from what I hear, you got a big problem. Lamar's coming all the way from New Jersey to see your girlfriend, his ex-wife, that he was married to. And married folks, you know, they consummate.
Well, they haven't consummated in a long time. A long, long, long time.
Okay, well, maybe she isn't interested in him anymore, but she once was. If I were you, I would go check out my competition.
Dwayne, when I want your opinion, I will give it to you.
Walter, just go over there. If he's smooth, be smoother. If he's sharp, you be sharper. If he's built, you be in that purple sweater. That one that hides your fondness for pie.
Lisa, the fates are smiling down on you.
I know. This dress is loose where I need it and tight where I want it.
I am not talking about your dress. I am talking about the second chance Destiny has given you and Lamar.
Oh, well, isn't that very thoughtful of Destiny? But I think I will pass.
Don't you see you two are meant to be? You're star-crossed lovers like... Romeo and Juliet.
Freddie, they died.
But they died together. This thing is bigger than both of you. Just think about all the couples that have gotten back together. There was Sean and Madonna.
That example?
Mm-hmm.
Peaches and her. They're reunited and it feels so good.
Unzip this.
How could I forget? Betty and Russell.
And what did they sing?
Nothing. They're my aunt and uncle. But they've been married for 23 years if you count all four times.
Freddie, the only thing that is happening tonight is a nice dinner between two friends.
That's what Betty and Russell said.
Lamar is coming all the way down here, and I agreed to have dinner with him. I mean, it's the courteous thing to do.
Why have you changed dresses 6 times?
Because I can be courteous and fine. Zip this up.
You know, the one I feel sorry for in all this is Walter. But he'll get over this. I mean, it's not like you two were going together. It's not like you two were intimate. Were you?
Zip the dress. And then zip your lip.
What is this bone?
I know this. It sounds like a Swedish actress.
Mm-hmm.
The Ursula. The Elkie?
The Una.
Oh, I don't like this, Kim.
I don't understand why you're having such a problem with this. You're a genius at math.
That's because math makes sense. The integral of the cosecant squared of x times the derivative of x is equal to the negative cotangent of x plus a constant. Everybody knows that. Oh, Whitley.
I was to play.
I had to leave early. I couldn't wait for Godot any longer.
You came back to wait for Lamar.
Well, why are you studying here? Is it disco night at the library?
Okay, I'm interested.
I don't know how Jaleesa's gonna keep her food down sitting across from that salamander.
Don't you being a little hard on a man you never met?
I don't have to meet a reptile to know he hears with his tongue.
Wait till you guys see Jaleesa. She looks so good.
Lamar, eat your heart out, if you have one.
Whitley, you have no sense of romance. Lamar is your classic rogue. Mysterious, suave, with a hint of danger. You think he doesn't care. He cares too much.
But if he cared so much, why didn't he work a little harder to keep the relationship going?
Because he was too busy keeping several relationships going.
Hi. I'm looking for Jaleesa Vincent.
Oh, my Lord. I'm her roommate, Freddie Brooks.
You must be Lamar. Heard wonderful things about you.
Jaleesa will be down in a minute.
I'm Kim.
Oh, I don't know. With all of this beauty, you guys better get an iron gate and a security guard to keep all the guys out.
Oh, Lamar, you silver-tongued devil, you.
Baby girl.
What have you done to yourself?
I was just thinking the same thing about you.
Uh-oh.
Walter?
Hi.
What are you doing here?
I promised Letty last month I'd clean out those rain gutters. I put it off long enough.
So you came here to clean rain gutters dressed like that?
I'm good at it. I see we have company.
This is Lamar Collins. Lamar, this is my friend, Walter Oakes.
Nice to meet you, Lamar. Jaleesa talks about you all the time.
I hope she says good things. You a student here?
Graduate student. Dorm director. Assistant coach, football, and track. Jaleesa never mentioned me?
Oh, you know Jaleesa. She has lots of friends. Oh, baby girl, that dress is a knockout.
I've never seen that dress before.
Baby girl.
I hope you're bringing Jaleesa to a restaurant that's worthy of that ensemble.
I'm taking her to the Mandalay Inn.
The Mandalay Inn? Ouch. I hope you're prepared to wash some dishes.
Lamar, what time is our reservation?
8:00. We'd better get going.
You two kids have a good time.
Good night, everybody.
Be home by curfew or I'll have to report you two.
Nice meeting you.
Goodbye.
is fine.
Oh, he has this quiet power.
He was screaming at me.
Did you hear him, baby girl?
Did you see his chest? It's so big.
He's so sexy.
I love a big chest on a man.
I guess I'll just take my big fat jelly behind and get some pie. Come here, hold this.
Wait a second. Walter. Oh, Walter, don't hit so hard. You might break your capitate bone.
I have quiet power.
Well, you go. Yes, brother, absolutely.
You think I'm fine?
Walter, I never thought about you in this way before.
Why not?
Now, just because you lost the first round doesn't mean you're down for the count.
It's my own fault. That's what I get for taking advice from a child.
You're absolutely right, and that's just what I am. I'm a child. A childish child. A babe.
See, now out of the mouth of babes come teeth.
Walter, come on, man. Jaleesa is an intelligent woman. What makes you think she wants anything to do with good looks and quiet power?
Whew.
Well, I think I've said enough for today.
Hey, fellas.
Hey, you look familiar.
You remember him, Dr. Abbott? He looks like the boy that used to play cards with us before he got involved.
Leave this man alone.
That's right, because he is in love.
He's already suffered enough abuse.
Why aren't you out kicking up your heels with that lovely Miss Vinson?
Jaleesa is having dinner with her ex-husband in a dress I have never seen before.
Dude, there's no such thing as an ex-husband. They'll come from out of nowhere and strike at any time.
I have no claims to her. I'm just her friend.
She called you that?
Mm-hmm.
She might as well called you Fido.
Come on, let's deal him in.
All right, how about some bidwits?
Colonel, now I'm partial to that watch.
No. Bidwits.
No, a man has to use psychology. Have to act like I don't care. Abe went up to him and said, "You two kids have a good time."
Son, are you getting enough oxygen? The man's supposed to call the shots. Women like it that way.
Oh, come on now, Mr. Gaines. Women can think for themselves. They're probably smarter than we are.
Now, where is your wife?
Living in Germany.
You've been asking about me.
Oh, no, but people have been telling me anyway.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Well, I just figured you were going back to college because you'd run out of places to meet women.
Well, that's one of the things I like about you most. You always kept me in line.
Well, it was a mighty crooked line.
Well, I'm going to school because of you. It's true. I saw how well things were going for you, and I said I can do that, too.
Oh, no, wait. Now, can I see some ID, please? Because you are not the Lamar that I was married to.
No, I'm not. And pretty soon I'm going to have everything I ever wanted. A better education, maybe my own business. But there's still one thing missing. You.
I need some more water.
We've had some good times. Remember Atlantic City? We blew our dinner money in the casino down to our last quarter until you won enough money to get us dinner and the presidential suite. You have always been my good luck charm.
Well, if it wasn't for you, I probably would have blown that quarter on a bag of cheese sticks or something.
You know my all-time favorite? Blizzard of 83. Temperature 6 below, 20 inches of snow, frozen pipes.
There was no heat for 3 days.
And we did a good job of keeping each other warm.
Yes, we did.
And it can be that way again, baby girl.
Yes, but 2 days later, the heat came back on, and I came home and found you in bed with Sonia Tucker.
I was young, immature, so was she. I didn't know what a commitment was.
Lamar, a lot of time has passed.
I need you, baby girl.
Aren't you still living with Sonia?
I need a place.
Well, does she know about this? I mean, does she know that you are down here right now with me?
Well, see, this is gonna be hard on her, so I want to be, you know, gentle.
So you haven't told him?
Well, not in so many words. So what do you say?
Oh, Lamar.
Oh, baby girl.
I am finally and completely, totally and irreversibly over you.
Jaleesa, you haven't had your dinner yet.
No, dear, but I have had enough. Good luck, Lamar.
Well, look who's here. It's my friend, Jaleesa. Come see.
Hello. How are you, Miss Benson?
Walter, I'm glad I found you. I came to apologize.
For what, buddy?
Can I speak to you for a moment, please? I should not have introduced you to Lamar as my friend. I should have just told him that you're the guy that I've been dating.
Oh, my guy now. A guy has a promotion from a friend, isn't
it? Here. It's a peace offering.
Flowers. The same thing they bring to the dead.
What is this, Walter? I mean, I said I was sorry. But you know what? I'm not surprised. Lamar plays the same games. Forever the child. Grow up, Walter.
Oh, you showed her.
I kept telling those girls Lamar is a snake. I could make 8 pairs of shoes out of him. A matching purse and a checkbook holder, too. Thank goodness you have a decent, good, upstanding man like Walter.
No, I am making the matching suitcase out of him.
I'm lost. Who are we mad at?
We are not mad at anybody. We are just through.
It's all coming into focus now. Walter, that big buffoon, crazed with jealousy, tailed you to the restaurant and spent the entire evening peering at you from behind a potted palm.
No, Wiggly, he made a complete jackass of himself right here on campus. Now, I felt so badly about the way things had turned out, so I looked for him around campus, finally tracked him down at the pit. I even gave that man flowers. Do you know what he said to me?
Oh, ain't that what you bring to the dead?
Just like Bobby Lacey, we were in kindergarten. And the boy kept pulling my hair, he even stuck a spider down my pinafore, all because I wouldn't take a nap with him on his mat.
Whitley!
Whitley, out. I need to speak to Jaleesa alone. Bye.
Only because you asked so sweetly.
Jaleesa, I need to talk to you.
Well, I need to
speak
to you.
Can I please talk? Thank you. First of all, I am not childish, and I don't like the way you embarrass me in front of the fellas, and I especially do not like the way you introduced me to Lamar as your friend.
Walter, you are my friend. What was I supposed to do?
You were supposed to not go out with Lamar. You were supposed to go with me to the Chinese circuit.
I asked you a direct question, and you said that you did not mind.
And you believe me? I said that so you could say, no, thank you, Lamar. I'm already going out with a wonderful, sensitive, non-childish man. We're going to the Chinese circus.
Then why didn't you just say that, instead of acting like a cross between Action Jackson and Mickey Mouse?
Because when you like somebody a lot, you do dumb things. So I'm saying I like you and I'm sorry.
Well, I like you a lot too and I'm sorry I said dumb stuff.
Okay.
Well, fine.
Good.
Good.
Here.
Now, what is that?
This is my black book. And I'm burning it up, because you give me so many problems, I don't want to call nobody else in here.
Walter, you do not have to do that.
Why didn't you say that earlier? Where's your black book?
I don't have one. I haven't been seeing anybody else.
Well, this is a book. And it's black, but it's not a black book per se.
Walter.
So what do we do now?
Well, how late does the Chinese circus stay open?
Let's go and find out.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry too.